Suddenly, they heard excited voices. They turned to see a young man getting out of a limousine that was parked at the curb. It was Frederick Lynn himself. He approached and bowed to Sandy. "You must be Alexandra Parker, our special guest," he said. "Mrs. Meyer tells me you're a fine pianist. She was my teacher once too, you know." Sandy was too upset and angry to be polite, even though her hero was standing right in front of her. She blurted out, "Yes, that's me, but they didn't say how really special I am, did they? No one thought about my crutches or wheelchair, did they? I don't know how I'll ever get in to hear you play. What am I supposed to do, crawl up the steps? Why isn't there another entrance and an elevator? I'm not the only one who needs help. Don't people like me have any rights? I probably can't even get to those fancy box seats we're supposed to sit in." A worried look spread over Lynn's pleasant face. He leaned down to talk to Sandy. "Hey, I'm really sorry. Mrs. Meyer did tell me you used crutches, but neither of us thought to worry about these stairs. People don't think, I guess, not unless they're in the same fix." Then suddenly Lynn smiled. "No, wait," he said. "We can fix this. In fact, there is an elevator around by the stage door. The musicians and stagehands use it. And as for getting to the box seats, you're right. The way the hall is built, you probably would have trouble with your chair." Lynn turned to Ben and Elena. "You two use those box seats. They're excellent. But I'll make sure that your friend gets to sit somewhere even better. That's a promise."